Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Satriano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Nagy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Nagy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy juggles the ball. That's an error on Nagy. Hermann moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Hermann scores. Hopkins moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nagy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Smith. May reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball towards left. Yastrzemski settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Yastrzemski. May scores. Hermann goes all the way around to score. Hopkins moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ken Brett now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Andrews steals second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Andrews moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-4 to White Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Satriano is 0 for 1 in the game. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Satriano is 0-for-2 in the game. Satriano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schofield hits a line drive towards the mound. Horlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing third base. Rico Petrocelli now playing shortstop. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Horlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horlin for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Derrick pinch hits for Ken Brett. Mike Derrick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Derrick strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melton strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Satriano and he is safe. May steals second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Blanco pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blanco takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Walt Williams pinch runs for Aussie Blanco. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Satriano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Satriano hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Brien bunts towards third. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 4 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Lyle fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Satriano and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. 1 out. Mike Fiore pinch hits for Sparky Lyle. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fiore hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Melton for the double play. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield juggles the ball. That's an error on Schofield. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Satriano and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. 1 out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knoop is 0-for-4 in the game. Knoop strikes out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Matthias pinch hits for Danny Murphy. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matthias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. George Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Scott moves to second. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Satriano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. 1 out. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Conigliaro pinch hits for Cal Kunz. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGraw is 0 for 5 in the game. McGraw hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 5 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. George Thomas now playing right field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knoop is 0 for 5 in the game. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Satriano for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Scott moves to third. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield is walked intentionally. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Melton. Scott scores. Schofield moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 6 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.